Time Out Sports with John McCann on Urban Media Today Radio.
I know you're going to dig this.
Now, here's a little story I got to tell.
Now, you're wondering how come this podcast is late.
I was giving you time to get the last one straight.
I've got clothes in my closet that still have tags on them. Like, I'm waiting for a special occasion to wear them. Man, every day we get to walk around on this planet is a special day. I need to just pull off the tags and wear the clothes. Pull off the tags like Cleveland did with Baker Mayfield. Now, granted, Cleveland Browns quarterback Tyrod Taylor had to get knocked out of the game by the New York Jets before Mayfield got under center for the Browns. But you saw what Mayfield did. Completed 17 of 21 passes for 201 yards in a 21-17 win. Cleveland was down 2 touchdowns when Mayfield got in the game. So, everybody, just tip your proverbial helmet to Taylor for being part of Mayfield's transition team, because ain't no way in the world Cleveland coach Hugh Jackson is going back to Taylor after Mayfield led the Browns to their first win in 19 games. Like, literally, Cleveland's first win since Christmas Eve 2016. Talk about taking off the tags. Now, Mayfield is an expensive gift. The number one overall pick in this past draft, and like new shoes, you don't want to break them out for the first time when it's raining, but at some point you got to let the shoes get dirty. Now, unlike the great Tom Brady, who was a sixth round draft pick and nobody saw him becoming what he's become for the New England Patriots, we expected a first rounder like Mayfield, again now the number one overall pick, we expected Mayfield to at least be able to do a little something. So, like the shoes, gotta let them get dirty at some point. I mean, at some point, you gotta understand, they're just shoes. Take off the tags. And sometimes when you do, hey, Cleveland! Merry Christmas, Cleveland. This now, LeBron James has left the city, but here's Baker Mayfield. Certainly no king like LeBron yet. Mayfield's too good to be considered a pawn. So what we can say is the first-year pro makes a real good rook. An underdog who had to walk on and work for the starting quarterback job at two different college teams he had to walk on, and he kept on working and won a Heisman, and now he's won the hearts of Cleveland. For more sports or entertainment, hard news, health news, you name it, go to urbanmediatoday.com. That's urbanmediatoday.com. Keeping you connected from the fields to the stands, I'm your man, John McCann.
It's Time Out Sports with John McCann on Urban Media Today Radio.